Options involve risk and are not suitable for all investors. Individuals should not enter into options transactions until they have read and understood the risk disclosure document, characteristics and risks of standardized options, available by calling 1-888-OPTIONS or by visiting optionseducation.org. None of the information in this presentation should be construed as a recommendation to buy or sell a security or to provide investment advice. This is part 5 of the Options Industry Council's 6-part series, Developing a Trading Strategy.
So, options, why bother? Well, the pricing model, I should say. Well, the model's going to help you understand the risk-reward of the trade. However, occasionally, circumstances are going to change, so the model may not be 100% accurate. And if you've ever traded an option prior to earnings, you may have seen that you bought a call option. You bought the call option. Next day, the stock's up and the call option's down. Right? Anybody ever seen that? Shows you the model was wrong. That the pricing that went into that was probably too high. The volatility was too high. We didn't know what the next day was going to be. So be careful. Don't hang your hat on this model because occasionally conditions are going to change. The option pricing model, the Greeks, all they're really going to do is help you understand where the risks of the trades are. And again, I like to look at the Greeks to see, well, where's my greatest risk? Is it in the delta, how much the stock moves? Is it going to be in my time decay, theta? Is it going to be in the volatility of the trade? If I buy a strangle or a straddle, I have huge volatility risk. Yeah, I could say, well, if the asset moves, I don't care which way. That's true. But if the asset doesn't move at all, I could lose a significant amount of money. So option trading is understanding not only what could go right, but what could go wrong. So, of course, the models are not 100% accurate. So you want to stress test your positions so you can better understanding what's going on with the pricing parameters. You want to adjust the stock price, the volatility, days left to expiration, and, of course, interest rates and dividends or in FX options, maybe the current the interest rates of the different pairs of the different countries. You can also, it gives you a glimpse of what can go wrong. Options are about how far, how fast. That's really, and then, of course, what is the volatility going to be if I want to close out my trade prior to expiration? Because we can look at all the nice payoff diagrams prior to expiration, but there's been some studies done by the Options Clearing Corp that says about 60% of all options get closed out again. So that means we have to worry about the volatility when we close it, not only when we bought it. And we can't really ascertain when we put the trade on what the volatility is going to be when I close it. So you have to make some assumptions. So you want to actively manage your trades, both winners and losers. One idea could be the percentage or a standard deviation using volatility. You want to look at your delta, gamma, theta, vega, and rho, all that, to manage your risk. And, of course, you want to maximize your profits and minimize your losses. Easier said than done. But the first thing is try to minimize your losses. Then, of course, I actually find that maximizing my profits is not that easy either because we as humans, we want to feel good. So we buy an option. It's all of a sudden, it's working out for us. You always want to ring the register. And that's sometimes it's the hardest thing to do is not to actually close it out. If you really feel that compelled to close out the position, what did I say prior? Sell a small percentage of your position. Nothing wrong with that. The commissions are so low. If I bought a 10 lot, sell 3 or 4. If you feel like you have to sell, you want to take a little bit of a profit, fine. But don't think just because you pick the bottom, you're going to pick the top. Highly unlikely. You think it's the top? It's probably going higher. But we also need to actively manage our trades because if it's not going higher, you could also lose all your profits. So how do you balance that? You sell a couple options. That sort of takes the edge off. You're not so concerned of where it's going to move each and every second, the underlying asset. So investors must make some kind of forecast. Will it be up, down, or neutral? What time frame am I familiar forecasting? How far do I think this asset can move? And when I talk to investors, they say, well, Steve, this stock's going up 35%. 35%? The volatility in this stock is like 20. How do you come up with 35%? You got to be reasonable. However, if you really you have a great reason why a certain asset's going to move up that much, maybe it makes sense to buy a call or a call spread. But you want to understand what the risks of the trade are and be reasonable. Why will I change my forecast? And again, probably this last bullet, what will I do? The plan B, what am I going to do if I'm wrong? If your original forecast is wrong, maybe it's best to close out the position, start over. If I did not have a position, would I want a position or would I prefer a more hedged position? Of course, risk and reward must be considered along with your original forecast for the underlying instrument. You got to be flexible, so this future stock price, timing, volatility will ultimately impact the economics of the trade and, of course, your cost of carry. Adjustments don't guarantee turning a loser into a winner. There are a lot of alternatives if you feel like adjusting. However, you don't want to take more risk as you adjust. So you can do some what-if scenarios to think about what happens if the asset moves up or down. You want to consider your maximum risk before you adjust it to your maximum risk after you adjust it. That's essentially what I'm trying to say in that second bullet. There's a lot of words there, but essentially, did I create more risk by adjusting? If I did, I call it KIS. Keep it simple. Close the position out. Sometimes, again, the best way is to just close it out and start over. More knowledge is better than less knowledge. So you want to understand options synthetics, not necessarily to compete with the Wall Street banks, but again, to better help you make choices. You want to understand risk gauges, hedging delta, gamma, theta, vega, and rho may be required. Spread trading is one strategy that can often reduce the Greek risk. So to summarize what I spent the last hour on, you want to manage your expectations by learning more about the option Greek. So I hope I keep driving this point home, is that it's not about the best option pricing model. It's about understanding how this strategy is going to work in different scenarios. Understand the risk-reward and how that relates to options and formulate that into your trading plan. And you want to select a trading style that you're comfortable with, not based on what some book tells you or a friend of yours. You have to feel comfortable based on your goals and your own risk tolerances. So be confident but not overconfident. You want to learn as much as you can. So it's the sum of options knowledge, risk-reward trade-offs, managing your expectations, and actively managing your trades. That's to summarize the last hour. You don't want to trade outside your comfort zone. Remember, the markets can move, and today is a perfect example in mysterious ways. So we wouldn't have expected, there was really no news today, and the market exploded up. If you were short the maximum amount today, you'd have maximum pain. So you want to remember your price forecasts are an integral part of your individual option strategy. The direction, the magnitude, and the timing, of course, are really important. Prior to when you're thinking about that, you want to think about those different parameters prior to entering any options strategy.
We hope Part 5 has helped you learn more about developing a trading strategy. Next is the final chapter in this OIC podcast series. Please download Part 7 at www.optionseducation.org. And remember, we're here to help you get answers to your options-related questions. Just call us toll-free at 1-888-OPTIONS.